Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What's going on, fam? Welcome to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. Let's not waste any more time, fam. Let's jump into the show. Here are the seven things. I'm going to give you the seven things that you always have control of, fam. And you always hear me talk about to take full control of the things you have full control of. And here are the seven things that if you take full control of this, then you will always influence the future towards a positive direction, right? Always, if you keep it in mind and you use it wisely. Now, again, you can use it in the opposite way too, because people do take the things that they have control of to create a miserable existence. And we're going to go into it. So number one, your words. Your words are valuable. The conversations you have with yourself, how you communicate your message, how you communicate with others in general, what you say to others, all of it is influencing a certain emotion, a certain feeling, a certain reaction, right? Your words are powerful, fam. Words are so powerful. Developing a better vocabulary is extremely important just to understand when people speak, right? The more words you know, you can listen to someone speak and say, oh, okay, I understand. I get it, right? And then there's your perception of those words. You know, for a long time, I thought what I found inspiring information as, right? When I saw inspiring information, these are words that are powerful and inspiring. Depending on how one sees themselves in the world, they will listen to that information with a totally different pair of eyes, right? Which means they're processing it with a different pair of ears, and they're observing it with a different pair of eyes, and they're listening to it with a totally different foundation in the mind. They're taking what is supposed to be inspiring as discouraging. They're taking words and saying, man, this is not inspiring at all. This actually gives me more anxiety when you tell me the truth. The words that are inspiring, they're not inspiring. They're just, you know, they're annoying. They're corny. Ah, they're just not, I'm not really feeling that. I don't want to hear that stuff. For a long time, fam, especially in my early 20s, my brain was going insane. Because I was like, yo, why is people not getting it? How you not get inspired by these words? Do you hear this? The music that I would listen to would have these powerful words. I'm like, ooh. Eminem in Lose Yourself, at the end, he says, man, you could do whatever you set your mind to, man. I believe that song came out in 2002, 2003. And at that time, I was like, yo, did you hear that? Like, those words, like, oh, you can do whatever you set your mind to, man. Wow. Wow, that's inspiring. Depending on where you at in life, depending on your current situation, there's others that can listen to that and really not register at all, not hit at all, because they're not looking for it, right? Words, fam. Words are powerful, man. Words. Words are so powerful. So you have control over that. That's number one. Number two, your actions. You have control over your actions. Like I always say, you have full control over how you react and respond. These are actions. The moves you make during times of struggle will reveal who you really are. The moves you make in response to a problem shows what you care about. So when you trust yourself and you know yourself and you know that you take full control of the things that you have full control, which includes the number one, your words, and number two, your actions, then in the unknown, fam, wouldn't you walk into the unknown knowing, hey, regardless of what happens, I can always adapt and adjust? I can always make a move. Yes, it's inconvenient. Yes, it may take a lot of time and a lot of resources. But family, you have control over the actions that you take. You can decide what is best for you in this moment. You can decide what to do, fam. The problem is a lot of problems come from laziness. And when one is lazy, then action is like, I don't want to do that. That's just a lot. For what? For what? One will say. And there's a constant battle every single day. Yeah, I have control over my actions, but you know, what if I don't want to do nothing? What if I don't want to do anything? Well, now you have a problem. Now there's conflict, right? Because you have control over your actions and you're deciding to be lazy or not do anything at all. So now when it comes to jumping into the unknown, there's always fear. There's always fear to the highest level, right? See, when I compete, ever since the beginning, I always knew, like, compete in jiu-jitsu and I compete in competitions. And I may not be able to know the moves, but I do know that regardless of what happens to me, I have control over how I act, how I respond to it. The actions that I take in the unknown, I can control that, right? So even if I'm not technical, even if everything feels chaotic, even if, you know, I'm like, oh man, my cardio sucks and I feel tired and this is a real fight, I still have control over my actions, fam. I could decide what to do. I can decide to give up. That's my decision to give up. Think about how most people, the losing players, those who are not strong mentally, every single day are looking for ways just to give up. They took their ability to take action and gave that to giving up, and is giving that to playing it safe, and it's giving that to stay the same. These are the actions that one is taking. Fam, your actions, you chose to listen to this episode. Why? Right? There's a reason behind that. Your actions, fam. Your actions reveals what you really want. So take control over that and apply that to positive forward movement. Right? Always look to solve the problem. So number one is your words. Be careful how you talk to yourself. Be careful. Pay attention to the conversations you're having with yourself and the words you speak. Number two is your actions. Always adapt and adjust, fam. Take control over your actions towards positive forward movement. And number three is your attitude. Number three is your attitude. How you feel about this whole thing. Your approach towards everything is your attitude. So think about it. There is truth. There is what is. And then there's your approach to it. Then there's how you feel about it, right? Your attitude will determine how you move. Your attitude will determine how you feel about this entire thing, about everything, fam. And a lot of people have poor attitudes, which is why they have poor relationships, poor health, poor bank accounts. They live a poor life because they got poor attitudes, right? The things that you have control of, what you have control of, fam. You're taking the words, you're taking your actions, and you're taking your attitude. And think about it. Think about all the things you're doing with that. That is part of the reason why you're in the current position you are in. That is part of the reason why you are in the position you are in. Good, bad, right, or wrong, whatever you feel, whatever you say your position is. So take control of your approach. Approach it in a different way. Don't approach it like most people, right? Think about it. Whatever happens to you, fam, you can literally say that, hey, this is the best thing to ever happen to me, or this is the worst thing to ever happen to me. You're going to take what is, the facts. You're going to take it and respond the way you're supposed to respond. Meaning, based on your attitude towards it, you will either look at it and get inspired or look at it and get discouraged. Think about how at any moment, your mindset can change. Think about it. At any moment, your attitude can change. Think about how, you know, you could be having a day where, man, you're just like, oh, I'm not feeling it. And you may watch something on Netflix, or you watch a YouTube video, or you listen to the All Moves podcast by Anthony Minaya, and it changes your attitude. It changes your emotion. It changes your approach. You started off as it's raining outside and you're like, oh man, I wanted to go to the beach today, or it's too cold outside and damn, I wish I had all these plans, whatever lame, super lame approach you have towards the day, right? Now think about that, how something can change that energy. Something can change that approach. Something can change your attitude. So be very intentional when it comes to your attitude. Be very intentional. Take control of it. So first one's your words. Second one's your actions. Third one is your attitude. The fourth one, fam, is your perspective. Your perspective, right? You always hear me. There's what is, and then there's your perspective. There's the truth, and then there's your perspective. You are the angle in which you see the world. It's all free for all, fam. All of it's free for all. This whole podcast is about perspective. I've done 300 plus episodes that talked about the power of perspective. Just worded in 1,000 ways. But how a change in perspective changes the experience. Again, you can see something as the worst thing to ever happen to you or the best thing to ever happen to you. That's a real thought. That's a real thing. That's a real thing. It changes the experience. One can say, I'm an alcoholic because my parents drank. Another person can say, I'm not an alcoholic because my parents drank. So you can look at your situation around you and you can look at it with a negative, down, sluggish, dry perspective, the victim mind, the why me, that you don't understand. You can look at it from this very low, just limited point of view. Or you can look at it and say, you know what? That's what's happening to me. I love myself too much to let these things happen to me, for me just to accept these things. Because at the end of the day, fam, all of it comes down to the level of love you have for yourself. So if you're loving yourself and you're respecting yourself, you see what happens to you happens for you. That's called perspective. What happens to you, fam, happens for you. That means there's opportunities all around. Every single moment of your life, opportunities. So the situation that you're in right now, if you changed your perspective and you took control of all over it and you can decide to see it in all of its facts, if you say this is the worst thing to ever happen to me, yep, that's facts. If you say it's the best thing to ever happen to me, great, that's facts. If you truly see it that way, then your actions, fam, you're going to see how your actions and your attitude and the words you use, all of that fall behind it because of the way your perspective is. So powerful, fam. Control your perspective. Because if you don't, then the world will have control over you and will feed you a perspective to buy into. It will give you fear to buy into. They will give you these insecurities to buy into. They will give you this momentum to buy into. Hey, buy into this. Worry about that. Focus on this. And it's up to you to be strong enough, to be aware enough to say, no, no, no. I'm going to look at it how I choose to look at it. And all of it comes down to the level of love and respect you have for yourself, fam. So we talked about your words, we talked about your actions, we talked about your attitude, we talked about your perspective. The next one, fam, is your focus. What you give your attention to, your focus. Again, fam, what you focus on is what you will get. It will grow, right? It will grow. If you're giving your attention to certain things that are not great for you, if you're focusing on certain things that are so small, but you're turning it big, then it's a big deal. And you have control over what you decide to focus on. This is why when you hear people say, I have all these goals, it's like, yeah, but why you have all these priorities that are a distraction from these goals? Where's the focus? Oh, I don't know, but you have control over the what you decide to focus on. This is very real. You can decide to focus on becoming more valuable. You can decide to focus on bettering yourself. You can decide to focus on the solution and the adjustment plan. Or you can decide to focus on dwelling on the problem. You can dwell on the problem. You can move with this sluggish mind. You can focus on the victim mentality if that's what you want. Fam, all of this is in your head. All of it is up to you. Ah, this is so, I get goosebumps when I talk about things like this. I feel so, It's why I started this to begin with. It's why I continue to do this after 5+ years. It's why I'm interested in this. It's why I dedicated my life to understanding this, that we are literally what we want to be. What you allow will continue, and what you settle for, you deserve. And when you take your energy and you take your focus, right? You take your focus, you take your attention, and you put it to the things that will better yourself. You put it to the things to learning more, you know, getting more education about certain things, and you're changing your priorities. You're deciding to focus on these priorities versus the losing players' priorities. There's a difference in the quality of your life. Your focus, meaning your attention, is very, very important. The next one, fam, is your effort. Your effort, fam. Your effort. Not only you have control over your actions, not only you have control of your perspective and what you give attention to, your focus, right? Your attitude towards things, the level of effort that you put something, you put into something. See, you can get up and go to the gym, but are you really working out? You can get up and read a book, but are you reading, like, are you really reading the book? You can listen to this podcast, but are you really listening to the podcast? Right? Fam, the effort that you put in to anything matters. You will get what you put into it. And that's up to you. You could take level one action, or you could take level 10 action, fam. You feel what I'm saying? Out of 1 to 10, you know, 10 being the highest, you can take level 10 action. You can take level 100 action. You can do more than what's the maximum effort. You can do extra. This is what this whole thing is, fam. Look at it. Look around. We all have the same tools. We all have access to the same tools, and it's those who put in the maximum effort that always get the most out of it. How many people are listening to the show? How many people are listening to the show with very little interest? And how many people are listening to the show with sensitivity? Like me, 18 years old, on the other side of this microphone, listening, wanting to get the information, wanting to know, okay, I want to change. I want to grow. I want to win. I'm going to do everything I can to get out my situation and put in the most possible effort I can to get the most, the best result. We don't want the worst result or the minimum result. We want the best result. Attitude, perspective. You feel what I'm saying, fam? The effort that you put into anything and everything matters. The effort that you put into your relationships, the effort that you put into your family, everything will grow or die determined on the amount of effort. Are you putting effort into your training? Effort into your education? Effort on becoming more valuable? Are you doing it with all of your being? Doing more than the bare minimum. And the last thing, fam, the last thing is your energy. You always have control over your energy, fam. The people you surround yourself with matter. Every conversation you have matters. What you consume matters. What you decide to listen to, you can set a vibe. You ever heard of that? Yo, this is a vibe. You can set the vibes. This morning, me and my team, we met. We're talking about the moves we're going to make for 2024. We're talking about the things that we're going to do. Right? And as soon as we met, I started putting on music. I started setting the vibes. I'm painting the vision of what's going to happen. I started to set the tone, set the mood. And everyone was buying into the mood that the energy that I put in place. I wanted everyone to feel how I felt. So I said, yo, I'm going to turn this up. I'm going to make this a vibe. I'm going to make this energy live. It's going to be live in here. And then I talked about how, look how interesting this is. That we have control over our energy. How at any moment we can set the tone. We can set the vibe. We also can decide the foods that we put into our system. Is this giving me more energy, or this is making me more sluggish, tired, dull, foggy? You understand what I'm saying? How at all times you can control the energy that you're moving with. Now, there are days that you're like, ugh. There are days that, again, that are tough. There are days where you feel like, I just don't want to do anything. There are days when you feel like, man, I'm not feeling it, man. I got to listen to my body. That's your perspective. That's what you're deciding to focus on. That's the energy that you are willing to accept. There's justification in that, right? We justify things. We create our own problems, man, and we justify it. But if you understand these things, everything that I mentioned, your words, your actions, your attitude, your perspective, your focus, your effort, and your energy, what's the excuse? How do you lose? How do you lose, fam? What is the problem? Where's the problem? And for most people, they're not taking control of these things. They're not being responsible over these things. They're not valuing these things. They're not prioritizing these things. Now look at it within yourself. Ask yourself, are you, right? Ask yourself. Because at this moment, if you take control of all of these things, your life will never be the same ever again. You'll be moving with a totally different outlook on life. A totally different perspective. You stop complaining about what's not available for you. And you start creating opportunities. You start putting yourself in positions to get what it is that you say you want. You start making the right moves. You don't say, I don't know, man. You know, I wish this was like this. No, you put yourself in position to create what's missing. Attitude, man. Perspective. Yo, this is powerful, man. This is the stuff that I keep in mind every single moment of my life, every single day. Looking at what is the best way to respond to this based on the results that I want, the outcome that I want. Observing everything for what it actually is, not what one is trying to paint a picture of. Right? Because there's a lot of, I call it images going on, right? A lot of images going on. These images, these false images, these masks that people create. Tell you one thing because they want you to think and react a certain way. But when you're sharp, when you're slicey, when you constantly keep these things in mind at all times, you can see right through everything, fam. You can see right through everything. And you see it so clear that it's instant. It's not, there's no hesitation in it. You can see everything. You know what effort looks like. You know what focus looks like. You know what attitude looks like. Great attitude. You understand the value of words. So when you see one say something and not follow through, okay, you can see the quality of one's mind. When you see someone respond the way they respond to certain things that happen in their life, you're like, oh, okay, you can see it. It's clear. It's crystal clear. It's not a judgment. It's not like, ooh, look at this person. You can just see the truth at all times. Oh, you don't understand. This is all that's happening. And then you can see, oh, well, that's what you're focused on. So someone who's not taking control of the things that they have full control of, what's the quality of that mind? Think about it. Think about the quality of a mind that at any moment could change its perspective. It could take a different action. Can have a different attitude. It can literally change what it's focused on. It can change how it talks to itself. Think about this. A mind that is not taking control of the things it has control of. As if there is something else happening, something else going on. That is the mind that is most confused. That is the mind that is the most lost. That is a mind that doesn't understand itself. So I'll leave you guys with that, fam. Listen, if you found this episode valuable, put it up on your social media. Tag me up on it, fam. Would love to see who listened all the way to the end. And with that being said, I'll catch you guys next time, fam. Take care. Peace. Congratulations. You made it to the end of the episode. I truly, like, you have no idea how much I appreciate you for reaching this point and you listening to this podcast. There's so many shows out there. There's so many people, you know, who sound like me and talk like me and saying the words and life-changing information, and you're choosing to listen to me. And I truly appreciate that. All I ask in return, fam, because I give my life to this. I gave my life to this show. I gave my life to this episode. All I'm asking, fam, if you found it valuable, is to leave a review on the show. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're able to leave a review, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the pod, and it helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. So if you can, right now, this moment, before you, you know, start your day, or go to sleep, or before you do whatever it is you're doing next, please leave a review on the show. I truly appreciate it, fam. Till next time.